That's 855-450-3733. It's the show about your calls. Call in, talk about what you want. First, we're going to go to Frederick Graves. He is the creator of Jurisdictionary. You guys probably heard me talk about Jurisdictionary on a regular basis if you listen to Free Talk Live. I am very fond of this. It's a program, essentially what you should have been taught in high school in the civics class that you haven't been taught. Frederick, are you there?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, Frederick, you host your own radio show, so you're pretty comfortable being on the radio, and I wanted to have you come on and explain Jurisdictionary in your words to people.
Wow. Well, that's wonderful, Mark, and thank you for having me. It's a pleasure and an honor to talk to your people, and I just look forward to sharing whatever I can to help people, you know, see the light side, the bright side, the good side, the power that people have to make things better.
Now, who is Jurisdictionary for, first off?
Well, there's two people. One is the person, well, actually three people. One is the person who cannot afford or does not trust lawyers. That's a big section of the world. And then there are people who hire lawyers and end up paying for things that they shouldn't have to pay for and get taken to the cleaners, or the lawyer is afraid of the judge and they don't know what the lawyer should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are people who just want to know, what is the people's power? What do we have? How can we change the world, whether they're involved in a lawsuit or not? But to learn what Blackstone wrote many years ago in one of the Maxims, where he says that the courts, or he uses the word theater the way we use the word theater when it's applied to warfare.
Okay, the theater of the courts.
Theater of the power of the people.
Okay.
You see, we've been duped into believing that the power of the people is the vote or the letter to the congressman or the letter to your editors. But really, the power of the people is the courts.
And, you know, so often the courts have been hijacked by lawyers and judges who, you know, have sympathies for lawyers, and Jurisdictionary gives you the ability to unhijack them, at least somewhat.
Well, yes, absolutely. I mean, we have people that are doing this all the time, that are getting the course and learning the rules and learning how to use the rules and learning how to rub the judge's nose in.
Indeed. I mean, you know, I've seen it happen. I've seen people make mistakes. Because I've taken Jurisdictionary, I can see those mistakes when I'm sitting there. And, you know, it takes a little bit of practice. You don't learn anything overnight, but I feel that it is the most complete course I've ever seen. There's a lot of people who sell you a lot of courses on the legal system, and they'll sell you this pie-in-the-sky stuff about, you know, capital letter names and things like that. And Jurisdictionary is just how to use the court system.
Right, and you can rely on it because it is based on the official rules. In other words, you know, people go to court and they have all sorts of theories, and some of the theories are correct. Some of their positions, some of their interpretations of the law are legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how to file a motion. They don't know how to cross-examine a witness or when you cannot cross-examine. They don't know how to prepare orders. They don't know how to do legal research. They go into court, bless their hearts, and basically they don't know what they're doing. And when it comes time to argue with the umpire, you have to know the rules of the game. And people that go to court who know the rules and know how to use the rules end up way ahead of the game.
Now, you've put together some kind of affiliate program for Jurisdictionary recently. I mean, I've been talking about Jurisdictionary on this program for more than a year now, and you know, lots of people, I know lots of people have bought the course as a result because I'm such a big fan of it. But you've started some new affiliate program there, right?
Right. We do have an affiliate program. It's very simple. It doesn't cost anything. You just go sign up. There's a link that says affiliate program or request affiliate link or whatever. And you get a link, and we report to you each week the number of clicks that came from your link and the number of sales. And at the end of the month, we send you a check. And if you make lots of sales, you make lots of money. But what we really want people, if I may, real quickly.
Sure.
You know, we have so many people that they have been cheated. We were all cheated. We weren't taught anything in elementary school, junior high school, our taxes paid for it. But we weren't told what due process is. We weren't told the difference between a mortgage and a note, you see. We weren't told anything about how the court system works, and yet the courts are where we, the people, can change the law.
The way you can have the biggest effect, that's for sure. I mean, likely your vote won't even matter if you're voting for president. I mean, you know, the only place you can really, truly have an effect is the courtroom.
Right. And if we ourselves, if an individual doesn't really have an issue that they want to go to court about, it will help when more and more of us understand that, for example, the rules of evidence, you know, where we understand about hearsay,
mm-hmm.
See, we understand about competence and relevance and so forth. The rules of evidence in most states, well, let's put it this way, in the federal courts, it's less than 20 pages. That's the official rules of evidence for every criminal and civil case in the United States in a federal court.
You think anybody can learn that, right?
Well, the one thing that we want to caution people about is it's like when I learned how to play chess, Mark. I learned the bishop moved on the diagonal and the rook's horizontal and vertical and so forth. And then I thought, well, now I know how to play chess. But no, I knew the rules.
Right.
What jurisdictionary does is, he says, all right, here's the rules. They're really, really simple. Here they are. Look at them. There's no big deal to it. And now here is the tactical way to use those rules to put your opponent in a box and put the judge on notice that you have a winning case and that you've made your record, and if you have to appeal, that you're going to win on appeal. And so the judge is disposed to avoid being appealed and reversed and embarrassed. It really comes down to nothing more difficult than that, and so there's a great opportunity that exists that never existed before the Internet, Mark, because now people can do all this, they can learn all this, they can do legal research, which was impossible by computer 30 years ago. It was impossible.
If somebody,
the average person just was going to be lost in a law library.
That, you know, it's the truth. I've been to law libraries, and there's nothing you can – you don't even know where to start. Jurisdictionary
that's
gives
right.
you that place to start. And if you've got a case that's coming up in 2 or 3 days, you can go to jurisdictionary.com, and you can download the program to start with and start learning now. Now, Frederick Graves, you'll send them the program in the mail, but they can download it immediately, right?
They have access to the 5-hour video seminar, the 2.5-hour audio classroom, the complete lawsuit flowchart immediately, and that's the introductory part. And then the video and the audio and 15 in-depth reference tutorials then come to you on 4 CD-ROMs.
That's right. You know, and it's a great bargain. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and you can get them, you know, you can start working on your case immediately. There's all kinds of free tools there at jurisdictionary.com, too. Tell me, you know, how this has worked for some people in the past, Frederick.
Well, here, let me get some. I saved the fan mail that comes in, the emails that come in. Well, let's see here. Here's one. I just got this August 22nd. It's from a fellow named Gordon. First, I want to thank you for all your hard work in trying to keep this country and its people free. Then I would like to let you know that I filed a petition for a writ of mandamus against the magistrate court clerk in an action, and my writ was granted. And I received all the documents I requested. Now, you see, the thing is, I know this man. I've met this man. He lives down in New Mexico. If we know how to do this, and we do it, then we get things straightened out that can't be straightened out any other way.
Frederick Graves, thank you for being on with me. I would encourage everybody to go to jurisdictionary.com. Don't sit down for these injustices. Stand up. Use jurisdictionary.com right away. Frederick, thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
Professor Burke here from the University of Farmers with electrifying news. And I mean that in the safest way possible. Farmers Insurance was ranked number one in the world for its corporate training. We're on fire, not literally. So sit down with a highly trained local Farmers agent and hang on, because there's a flood of insurance insight headed your way, which really is the only good kind of flood.
To find a highly skilled Farmers agent near you, visit Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Based on Training Magazine's 2011 Top 125 ranking. Coverage not available in all areas.
Alan Olson with Midas Resources, senior gold and silver broker since 1978. Over the last 3,000 years, gold has been a storehouse of wealth and has survived nearly 500 paper fiat currencies. Since the 1970s, the fiat U.S. paper dollar has lost over 90% of its purchasing power and is decreasing every day. With the U.S. government that is bent on reckless spending, gold and silver are your only safe havens of protection for your hard-earned paper dollars. Please contact me, Alan Olson, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 127, with your questions or purchases. Let's work together to preserve your assets. 1-800-686-2237, extension 127. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 127.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Hindi, and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. It's Mark with you.
And Luther.
And Julia.
You know, I forgot to introduce you guys. You're just sitting there in front of the mics.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's cool.
You know, what can I tell you? It's not like I've got complete control here with all these buttons. They confuse me a little bit.
The flashing lights?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of miss Ian. I think we're on the 14th day. I miss him in the sense that somebody else should be here pushing these damn buttons.
Oh, man.
7 weeks
tell
left.
I have to admit, guys, I'm not missing him that much.
he's your roommate,
having the
right?
house to my yeah, I'm his roommate. It's great having the house to myself, you know, and just staying up late at night.
Poor guy, he's out there freaking washing other people's dishes in prison, and we're like, eh, stay gone.
No, I do hope he comes back.
You know, during these busy days, it sure is difficult to eat right all the time. But since I started taking New Zealand's Nature Bee, I have felt better, had better digestion, slept better, and this wonderful plant pollen can be yours. But here's Mike Buck to tell you about why it's so great.
You know what? I'll tell you, Mark. Nature Bee is dynamite nutritionally for the body. Unlike all other bee pollen, our patented process actually cracks open those tough cellulose walls, produces the full nutritional power of Nature Bee plant pollen. You know, bee pollen is the original ancient superfood. Scientific research gives you great advice about how Nature Bee is better for energy, immunity, healthy heart, better sleep at night, tons of energy. And you know, Nature Bee is not ordinary pollen. The potentiated process unlocks the incredible natural power. Unlike other expensive counterparts, Nature Bee is truly bioavailable, highly effective, and affordable. No preservatives, no chemicals, and no risk. Nature Bee comes to your door from our door in New Zealand with a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't feel a real difference.
Now, you know, Nature Bee certainly isn't just your average bee pollen. You can get bee pollen anywhere. You can only get potentiated pollen from Nature Bee. How do people go about ordering Nature Bee?
Yeah, it's easy. And a huge six-month supply is $99.95 plus delivery. We toss in 3 months for free and, of course, that risk-free guarantee. Don't forget about that. Call toll-free and order right now all the way from Auckland, New Zealand. 1-866-834-8355. That's 1-866-834-8355. Or get online. We all do these days at Nature Bee's website, NatureBee. That's NatureBee.com.
All right. Come on, everyone. Call 866-834-8355. Again, it's 866-834-8355 or go to naturebee.com. Julia, you said you had a story on some folks getting their kids taken away because of some pot.
That's right. This is from the New York Times, actually. No cause for marijuana case, but enough for child neglect. The police found 10 grams of marijuana, or about a third of an ounce, when they searched Pinelo Paris's apartment in the Bronx last year. The amount was below the legal...
Okay, so let me get this straight. Third of an ounce.
Okay.
It's not much. I mean, you know, it's a good-sized bag, right?
It's a good-sized bag, but if somebody was selling this, it would be nickel-and-dime bags, right? I mean, nobody... an ounce for personal use for a daily smoker, not uncommon, not a lot of pot.
So this is a third of an ounce,
yeah.
So this is just somebody's stash. I mean,
right.
they might sell their friend a pinch of it.
Right, you can't get it in a third of an ounce, you know. Nobody's going to sell it to you like that. So obviously they had used
smoked the half down to a third.
Sure.
Correct.
Okay.
All right, so I'm getting it clear. All right, so
correct.
They had a third of an ounce, a bag of pot.
Mm-hmm. The amount was below the legal threshold for even a misdemeanor, and prosecutors declined to charge her.
This is a ticket, essentially.
Right. Okay. Well, New York redid their marijuana laws a few years ago, and I think, I'm not sure what the amount is, and maybe I can look that up on the break here in a minute, but my understanding is it's basically like a parking ticket now.
Yeah.
If you get caught with, like, under an ounce or
If it's not a misdemeanor, then it's a ticket. It's a violation.
Right.
As I understand things.
Mm-hmm. So prosecutors declined to charge her, but Miss Harris, a mother whose son and niece were home when she was briefly in custody, could hardly rest easy. The police had reported her arrest to the Child State Welfare Hotline, and city caseworkers quickly arrived and took the children away. Her son, then 10, spent more than a week in foster care. Her niece, who was 8 and living with her as a foster child, was placed in another home and not returned by the foster care agency for more than a year.
Jeez.
For marijuana. Now, right off the bat, what irritates me about this article is I'll bet that the lady that came in and took the children away has loads of alcohol in her house.
She probably smokes pot, too. I mean, or has smoked pot in her life, at least. I mean, when you talk about people who are under the age of 65,
yeah.
You're probably talking about more than 50% of the population has imbibed marijuana, or at least stood around while one of their friends imbibed marijuana. I mean... So the idea that she would take someone's kids away over simply over this seems really extreme to me.
I guarantee you, if you think that you don't know anybody, you don't have a loved one who smokes pot, it's only because they're too afraid to tell you.
Yeah, your family doctor probably smokes pot.
I'm not gonna point fingers at necessarily your family doctor, but certainly
doctors in general. Oh, sure, yeah, that's a high stress job. If I did something like that, I'd love to come home and roll up a joint and just relax.
It's as to me, it's a relatively harmless thing. You compare it to alcohol consumption. Mm-hmm. In a lot of ways, it's very comparable. Some people will smoke a little. Some people get really stoned. They smoke a little. They smoke a lot. Whatever. It's harmless. I have yet to see the first marijuana death.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of alcohol-related deaths all the time.
Absolutely.
So Mrs. Harris, age 31, had to weather a lengthy child neglect inquiry. Though she had no criminal record and had never been before investigated by the child welfare authorities, said her lawyer.
So she's never had any kind of trouble. This is the first thing I was thinking of, is what did it look like when they went in there? Is this lady, been in kind of trouble? What's her deal?
Nothing.
Okay, so
doesn't have a deal.
You're right. We don't know what her her living conditions for her children are like, because we're never going to know that. But we do know that she has not gotten in trouble with the law at all. Which there's not a lot of people who can say that.
Yeah, I felt like less of a parent, like I had failed my children, Miss Harris said. It tore me up. Hundreds of New Yorkers who had been caught with small amounts of marijuana or who have simply admitted to using it have become ensnared in civil child neglect cases in recent years, even though they did not face any criminal charges, according to the city records and defense lawyers. A small number of parents in these cases have even lost custody of their children. New York City's child welfare...
It's
absolutely insane.
Yeah. They're taking people's kids away for no criminal charge.
Yeah, over what is equal to a parking ticket.
It just doesn't make any sense.
And, if this lady doesn't have cabinets filled with alcohol,
somebody does.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Somebody who's prosecuting these cases has liquor bottles in their house, which is, highly equivalent to a bag of pot.
I would say.
The cops that arrested her probably do.
They probably, of the people that have been involved in this, many of them have smoked marijuana.
Sure,
but they would take someone else's kids away just because they're doing their jobs.
Yeah, this lady walked in there and almost like a robot, just not even thinking about it, not showing any critical thinking skills whatsoever. She just takes the kids because she was told to, because they broke a law,
Yep.
A stupid law, though. I mean.
Well, it made it sound like it was her choice, because all the police did was report it to the hotline,
yeah.
And this lady chose to come in there and take the children away.
It sure sounds like that. We'll talk about it a little bit more. 855-450-3733. The SACL toll-free call-in line. It's Free Talk Live.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's Mark.
And Luther.
And Julia.
Call in and talk about what you want to talk about. We've been talking about the situation where people in New York, I guess, is it all over New York State or just sort of in the New York City area?
I think it's New York State. They've mentioned somebody personally who lives in the Bronx. But I believe they're talking about the state welfare agency.
And, you know, they've been taking people's kids away from them for having small amounts of marijuana, which are not even, you know, they don't even reach the level of misdemeanor status. So they're taking people away for the equivalent of a ticket. And it's nuts.
The hypocrisy is, I mean, the city, or at some point in time, the state said, okay, we don't believe that marijuana is dangerous enough to be, you know, to prosecute.
Right.
But at the same time, don't. It's bad to have around your kids or something. Are they suggesting
somebody
that
somebody didn't tell the child welfare agency?
Right.
Apparently,
yeah. So, to continue, New York City's child welfare agency said that it's pursuing these cases for appropriate reasons, and that marijuana use by parents could often hint at serious problems in the way they're cared for. The children are cared for. Why?
So often hint? I mean,
yeah.
All kinds of things could hint. Are we saying that people that have guns in the house, their children are far more likely to shoot themselves or their friends with those guns? Does that mean that that hints at those people having a bad home life and their children should be taken away? I mean, now that we're taking kids on hints,
yeah,
let's go through these people's houses and find hints for how they're mistreating their children.
Yeah.
As you have been charged with a hint, citizen.
Hint, hints? Whoa!
Some of them might have hints, too. We're talking about like a percentage here.
I'm stunned. Yes, some people that are bad parents smoke marijuana, but some people that are great parents smoke marijuana. Marijuana is just a mind-altering substance, like so many of them that they sell. They caffeine, tobacco, alcohol. These
and,
are all.
You know, compared to alcohol, it is not that mind-altering.
Sure.
I mean,
you don't hear about a lot of people getting stoned and beating their kids.
No, it just like it's such a minor high. You know what I mean? It's a mellow haze, basically. It's I have been the most messed up I've ever been in my life on alcohol, ever.
Yeah, I'll just drink a fifth of Jack and tell me if you're not.
Right, you can't stand up. It shuts all your body functions down.
You just don't hear about the experience.
Yeah,
frankly,
you just don't hear about
this. Drink a fifth of Jack and you could die.
That's true.
Yes.
As states and localities around the country loosen penalties for marijuana, both recreational and medical uses, they are increasingly grappling with how to handle its pressure in homes with children. California, where the medical marijuana...
I got an idea. Let parents decide how they're going to deal with their kids when it comes to marijuana, in the same way we should let them decide how we're going to deal with their kids when it comes to alcohol. You know, I find it, the whole idea, very disturbing of teaching my son Jack about marijuana. But who do I want to teach him about marijuana? Because he's going to learn about marijuana. If I stick my head in the sand and I act like, well, if I don't tell him, he'll never find out. Then I, you know, that's the kind of stupidity that deserves reality to smack it right in the face.
Yeah.
Jack is going to find out about marijuana, and I need to be the one to teach him. How I go about teaching him is you know, however I go about teaching him. But I do understand that it is a far, it's less harmful than alcohol, tobacco, and so many other things out there. Household products some kids will get high off of. If it all comes down to it, I'd rather him consume alcohol than ever. Consume marijuana than get hooked on alcohol or get hooked on snorting paint or something.
Yeah, there are plenty of cases too where alcoholic parents abuse children, and you just don't. That's just not the case. You don't hear of people getting high and beating their kids, like you said.
Yeah, it just doesn't happen. I mean, ask any police officer when the last time he got into a wrestling match with a pothead was.
Yeah.
It almost never happens, but it happens on a nightly basis with people that drink alcohol.
Mm-hmm. So in New York, the Child Welfare Agency has not shied from these cases. For the parents, the child welfare system has become an alternate system of justice with legal standards on marijuana that appear to be tougher than those of criminal courts or, to some extent, of society at large. In interviews, lawyers from the three legal service groups that the city hires to defend parents said they saw hundreds of marijuana cases each year, most involving recreational users.
Oh, my goodness. Hundreds.
Hundreds. A year. The lawyers said that they currently had more than a dozen cases on their docket involving parents who'd never faced neglect allegations and whose children were placed in foster care because of the marijuana allegations. Now, this breaks
foster
my heart.
Right. You know, it can be, you know, there's certainly some people that are in the foster care community that are doing their best to take care of kids that are in rough circumstances and all these kind of things. But there are people that are in it totally for the money, and they don't care what happens, and terrible things happen in their homes, and, you know, it's just, they're just shy of, they're just small orphanages, basically. They've got several kids living in there.
Or even temporary ones sometimes. You know, the kids will just get shuffled around from house to house.
But you're telling me that a child is better off in, like, being taken away from his home and his parents and his siblings because his parents smoke marijuana, the kid's better off in a foster home?
I think that what they're telling you is that we get a budget for every kid that we're handling in our system. And it's important for our budget that we handle more kids. So we're going to handle these kids. And next, we might come after alcohol drinkers, too. You get a DUI, we might take your kids away. You know, people that speed, they're probably not very good parents either. I mean, this is the kind of
litter
mentality
bugs
that they're talking about here. What'd you say, Chris?
Litter bugs,
yes. Litter bugs, well, that hints at how you're taking care of your kids. It hints at it.
Yes, it does. Director of Brooklyn Family Defense Project, which defends parents facing neglect charges in family court in Brooklyn, said that more than 90% of the cases alleging drug use that her lawyers handle involve marijuana as opposed to other drugs. There is not the same use of crack cocaine as there used to be, so they're filling these cases instead. So she basically just said what you said, which is that they're not getting the same amount of kids in.
This is what happens, people, when you advocate for a bureaucracy to take over on something. You know, Ronald Reagan said, and I tend to agree with this quote, you know, I've got my things to say about the Gipper, but that, you know, nothing says eternity, or, you know, this is, I'm paraphrasing here, nothing says eternity like a government program. It's the closest thing to eternity we've got, and once they get in, once they've hired a certain number of bureaucrats, they don't want to get rid of them. As the bureaucrat that's in charge, you don't want to have fewer people underneath you. That would show that you're not doing your job very well. So they've got to figure out other reasons why. Well, go out and it's your job to find bad parents. Go find bad parents. And so it's like a guy with a hammer. He's going to find nails to nail down.
So these are like police officers, essentially, now. I mean, just looking for cases.
They're worse. Cops just give you a ticket and leave you alone. These people take your kids away from you for a year. It's sickening. I mean, ask any parent, would they rather be fined $5,000 or have their kid taken away from them for 2 months? No parent's going to tell you that they're going to, you know, they're going to deal with that kid situation. This is the most horrifying thing that can happen to a parent, and it really sets people up. If I had my kid taken away, you're talking about a situation where I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah.
And, you know, what these fathers do in these circumstances, I don't know how they manage to keep their wits about them.
Well,
I know they're scared to death.
There was that guy who lit himself on fire in the courthouse, and what was it about?
Yep.
Custody over his kids. And he went insane. I read his letter. He was a total nutter, you know, and he was talking about violent things, but it's like the state created this for him.
Right. When there is no, what was the JFK quote, when there's no nonviolent appeal or whatever, then it makes, when nonviolent appeal's impossible, then violent appeal is inevitable or something like that. And that's exactly what happens. When a man has no place to go, he's going to do something. This is the most valuable thing that people have in their lives. If it's not the most valuable thing that they have in their lives, that's a bigger hint that they're a bad parent than the fact that they smoke pot. I'm stunned by this. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You think people's kids should be taken away because they got a bag of pot? Please, if you think that, call in. I want to hear why.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. The SACL toll-free call-in line. Who is SACL CAI? Well, I'll tell you. SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Liberty, big supporter of Free Talk Live. He's been sponsoring the show since 2007 or something, and we appreciate him. So if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, try SACL CAI. They will do a fine job for you. They'll treat your clients with respect. It's SACL CAI. Their banner is the top one on the right-hand side of the page at freetalklive.com. Go and check them out. While you're at freetalklive.com, check out the news options. It's news.freetalklive.com. You can get emailed updates, Twitter, Facebook, any way that you want to find out about what's going on with Free Talk Live. We would love to hear, but we'd love to be able to get you that information. It's news.freetalklive.com. Now, Julia, you said that there were some other stories here of people getting their kids taken away from them because of small pot possession situations. By the way, I'd like everyone to notice no one's called in and said it's a good idea to take people's kids away because they have a small amount of pot, which means even the drug warriors don't support this crap.
Yeah. There was a case of a 23-year-old from Harlem who lost custody of his one-year-old daughter in March after an employee... Now, this is interesting to me. After an employee at the homeless shelter where he was staying found a $5 bag of marijuana in his room during inspection. So, the fact that he doesn't have a home for his daughter was not enough to warrant that he doesn't have custody of it. But once they found the marijuana, well, then we have something, you know, we have a problem here.
That's bizarre. Let's go to David in Keene, New Hampshire. David?
Hello. This is one of the reasons that I'm totally on board with Free Talk Live and all the Free Staters and everything. This is like, when they talk, you mentioned it, Mark, that the government, they get money for the babies they take away, right?
They seem to.
Say something like that?
Yeah, their budget obviously is going to increase on the federal and the state levels at these bureaucracies when they have kids that they've, you know, taken from people. The more kids they have, obviously, the more money they're going to need. So they have an incentive to take people's children.
And I knew a girl who was in foster care, and she also, you know, she was a trouble girl, but she had those And she thought the same thing. She believed, she knew that that was the case. And I can think of, and this would be something that'd be very difficult to tell the regular John Q. public, to use a funny phrase, but
right.
But they wouldn't believe that the government's taking babies away for money.
I don't know how to tell people
evil,
this, but it does seem to be the case. And the fact is that humans react to incentives, and the incentive of many of these organizations is to take people's babies away and give them to other people. And there have actually been some reported cases, and I think it was in North Carolina where I read the story about where they took like a 10-day-old baby because, quote-unquote, because it wasn't gaining weight. Now, at 10 days old, many babies lose weight after birth, so it's not unusual for a 10-day-old to actually weigh less than it was when it was newborn. That happened with my son. Believe me, he's fine. And they took him away for just that reason and gave him to somebody else who was politically connected. It's crazy. I mean, it's just the God's honest truth. This is what's happening. David, thank you for the call. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to talk about it, because he's right. It sounds bananas. If I sit on here and say, well, people are taking away people's babies and they're giving them somebody else, they'd think I was nuts.
Well, and this is how they go to sleep at night, if they say, well, he was a drug user.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's fine. It's not a big deal. Like, okay, I did something good today. I took a kid out of a drug home.
Yes. Well, that's it. You know, the carpet was dirty and they had pot. Let's go to Jeremy in Hibbing, Minnesota. Jeremy?
How's it going?
All's well.
I just want to say thank you guys for the show. It's a great thing that you guys do. Second, I want to say what if they're doing this to generate revenue, if they're going out and looking for these babies and these people to generate revenue, what they're doing is kidnapping.
But how do you prove that, Jeremy? I mean, obviously nobody at the Child Welfare Agency, whatever it's called, is going to say, oh yeah, we're doing this to make sure that we get our budget, our budget line increased. Obviously they're not going to say that.
If you get it out there long enough, there's somebody in the organization in one of these things that's going to say, yeah, they're telling us to go look for these people.
I'll tell you,
somebody's morality is going to kick in somewhere, just like our morality kicked in, and we listen to the show and we talk about what we talk about, and we do what we need to do.
I agree that everybody should be talking about it as much as they can, but this is a terrible time to be a whistleblower in the history of America. I mean, during the Obama administration, I think that they've quadrupled the prosecutions against whistleblowers. This guy who ran on transparency is going after whistleblowers. I mean, it has a chilling effect on people coming out and speaking about the agencies that they're in. Hey, you know, if you shut up for 4 more years, you can retire and we'll give you a nice pension. If not, you lose everything and you'll probably never work again and maybe you'll go to jail. So, I mean, these are the options that whistleblowers seem to have right now.
No, I agree with you. I just say a person's morality's got to kick in somewhere.
Yeah, I would hope so.
America needs to stand up for Americans, not for bureaucrats.
This is a funny thing, Jeremy. I was having this conversation with somebody who's a politician recently, and you know, I'm not sure even what America means when somebody uses the term. I think it's interchangeable for the people on this landmass, and I dig those people, and I'm into the landmass, and I kind of like the colors and stuff. I like all that stuff. Or does America mean its government? Does it mean the United States government and the governments of all the states and that kind of thing? Because the bureaucrats and the politicians seem to be the ones who can steer the policy of the nation. So aren't they more the nation than we are? We're just kind of like the serfs of the nation?
No, what? You know what? We are the people of the nation, and what's been done is we've been taught to not fight. But the trouble is we need to stand up for everybody. You know, when you see somebody in trouble or somebody hurting, you need to stand up and help them.
No matter how
hard it is. You know, and people have forgotten that, and we've been taught not to stand up for other people. It's taught in our schools. You know, my son stuck up a couple years ago for a girl that was getting knocked down, and he got expelled from school for a day for fighting with the other kid who knocked this girl down.
Yeah.
And I went to pick him up, and I said, the principal asked me, what am I going to do? And I said, I'm going to take him out for ice cream.
Jeremy, that's awesome. Thanks for the call.
You guys have a great...
Oh, shoot. That was... Clever.
Yes.
Clever. Yeah. You know, perhaps there are other ways to defend girls that are getting pushed down, no doubt. But I'll tell you, I suppose there are times when one needs to stand up for what's right. And I think Jeremy's on to something. These bureaucrats are taking people's kids away. It's truly appalling. But not all bureaucrats are doing that, are they, Julia? The story with the fella who's helping the girls learn how to
drink. Drunk driving.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Not drink and drive.
Yes. I thought this was very cute, small little tidbit. So, Iowa police say that a 62-year-old driving teacher gave wine to a 14-year-old and a 16-year-old and then let them get behind the wheel during a recent lesson.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
So he gave wine
to... so, too. I mean...
What were the genders of these 14 and 16-year-old?
They were girls.
Oh, yeah. A 16-year-old guy or a 62-year-old guy gives two teenage girls some wine so that he can teach them about drunk driving.
Yes, yes. He also actually apparently offered booze to another girl while they were at the Olive Garden together, but she declined.
I see. Hey, what some of this wine you can sit on my lap and steer while
yeah.
I do the pedals?
Awful.
You girls like body massage?
Don't worry. I'll make sure you're held in nice and
yeah.
safe.
We're just going to get in the van, and I'll teach you all about drunk driving.
Right. Yeah. He should get the creepy guy award. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
You know, as funny as it is, it's what's really sad is that this is what happens when power is given to people. Admittedly, anybody can give wine to teenage girls, but you know, they probably felt more pressured to take it because it's their driver's ed teacher.
Yeah.
Who wants to get drunk with the 62-year-old guy? I mean, who's dying to do that? The girls aren't calling me up. I can tell you that. I'm only 40.
Yeah.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap. Or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling a refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea hard iced tea.
Man, this tases like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted
Tea, the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.